You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's good, everybody? C. Marty Fit here. We got another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. If it's your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. And everybody that's returning, thank you for returning. So today, we're going to talk about the truth about fitness, right? It's a lot of myths, a lot of lies out there. A lot of things that just aren't true, a lot of scammers. And you just got to be careful with what you listen to. So if you don't know, I'm five and a half years in the fitness game. So I've trained hundreds of people, got hundreds of transformations. You know, I'm pretty legit. Ask around if you don't know about me. You know what I'm saying? Not being cocky, but just letting y'all know. All right, so let's get into this, all right? So first off, we're going to talk about social media. So a lot of the real methods, the real programs, the real ways to get results are not advertised on social media. You're not going to see it on Instagram and TikTok. Actually, this TikTok's kind of like Google now. You can find some legit info on TikTok, but mostly like Instagram. You'll see people doing burpee, backflip, double jump rope, box jump, one leg, doing push-ups and bench press on the couches, and you know what I'm saying? All types of wildness. That's really not what you need to do to get results. And when you see things like that, it kind of like discourages people. They won't want to enter the fitness lane because they know they're not capable of doing that. And here I am, pretty fit. You know, see my muscles a little bit if you're looking at the video, but I'm pretty fit. I don't do any of that crazy stuff. Now, I used to back in the day. Some things I would want to do, like muscle ups, just as a milestone to know that, you know, I'm still at a pretty high fitness level, but a lot of that stuff is unnecessary and I don't do it. I don't partake in that. All right. One thing that you're not going to see about fitness is it requires doing the same stuff over and over. You got to do the same movements every week, right? There are certain movements, like there are four movements we do every week. We squat every week, we do push-ups every week, we do pull-ups every week, and we do some form of deadlift every week, whether that's single leg or regular, traditional, or Romanian deadlift. All of those you should be doing every week to reach your goals. And there are different variations and ways you can switch it up. But it gets boring after a while. You're going to repeat some movements. And I mean, there are times where my clients would be like, well, we did this last week, or we did this 2 weeks ago, and it's like, yeah, I know. It's a reason we're doing it, and we're going to keep doing it, too. I try my best to make workouts versatile, but the reality is, you're going to be doing the same shit all the time. That's just fitness, you know what I'm saying? So don't get bored with it. And the way you challenge yourself and you don't get bored with it, increase the weight, increase the amount of reps you can do, increase what you can do in a certain amount of time. Keep challenging your body within those same movements. But Instagram's not going to tell you that you got to do the same thing every week. And some of your programs might be the same thing for a month. It might be the same thing every other week. I try my best to switch it up, but reality is, got to keep doing it, y'all. Sorry. to go along with that, some of the bad habits we have and some of the things we do that lead to our detriment and our reversal of our fitness progress, we're pretty used, as humans, we're pretty used to doing the same shit all the time. We do a lot of the same shit over and over that sends us backwards. What's some examples? All right, let's talk about partying. We will party to the point where we might not even want to go to a party or go out and socialize, but we don't want to let somebody down or hurt their feelings, so we'll go anyway. We probably need to get some rest from the work week or from being a parent or just anything. We probably need some rest, but we're going to go to that party, right? But that same energy is not towards the gym. You don't feel like going to the gym? I ain't going. I'm not going. You know, so we go to jobs that we don't like over and over again. Like, you gonna show up to this job with this boss you don't like. The boss make you feel like you're slaving, and he's not appreciative of the work you do. But you keep showing up, and you won't try to get a new job that can match that salary. It's a good salary, so you just gonna stay there. You in a relationship you don't like. This partner is disrespecting you. She acting funny. Every time she pick up her phone, she going, or his phone, they going like this. You know what I mean? But we staying in that relationship. All right, let me stop or people get mad at me. But we do the same shit all the time when it's in other areas of our life. The same applies to fitness if you want to get to the next level. So that's pretty much it, man. If you want to reach your body goals or your fitness goals, it's going to be a repetitive cycle. And it's easy to get bored with it, but just keep working through it. And like I said, you can do different variations of things, and you can challenge your body to get better. That's where the real results are. The real results are, you know, I did this for 6 months. I started benching 135 after 6 months. Now I'm doing 245. I'm doing 300 pounds. You know, that's where it is. So. Another episode. I hope you got some value from it. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Please like, comment, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. That's C Marty Fit on YouTube. All of my platforms are C Marty Fit, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Another episode. Less Munches, More Crunches. C Marty Fit. We out.
Holidays, weekends. Yo, YBH. Trying to take over.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.